I was definitely really worried about doing my physio when I had my first couple of sleepovers. But now I'm not as worried about it. Like, I am kind of get a bit nervous if it's like a new person or if it's like a bigger group of people, because you know sometimes it can feel like I'm almost interrupting them by having to do my treatments, or it's just you know embarrassing, or they all ask questions and all look and stare. Like, I remember once, I think it was grade 7 maybe, so grade 6 or 7, so like 3 or 4 years ago. And I was at a friend's house, and I did my neb. I'd stayed there a few times, so I was kind of more comfortable there. And I did my neb in the kitchen once instead of in her room, and I never did that since, because her dad was in the kitchen and he just sat there in the seat next to me, just like staring at me the whole time. Like, he was like stunned, and he kept on asking me questions like, wow, how does that work? Like, that's so cool, this, that, and the other. And I was like, I get what he meant, but it was just really annoying, and it kind of made me feel very uncomfortable. But yeah, I guess I'd say if it is a first time having a sleepover with them, it obviously depends how close you are and how open you are about your CF, but if you feel comfortable around them and maybe they don't know you have CF, maybe just give them a little bit of a heads up before the sleepover that, you know, you might have to do some treatments and things there. Or sometimes I find it, like, beneficial to talk to mum, like my parents or clinic, before the sleepover, and maybe just ask them if there's a way I could do my neb a different time before I go to the sleepover. Like, say you're going there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe you could do, if you do a nighttime neb, maybe do your neb before you go, and when you come back from your sleepover, do your neb after. That way you don't have to do your neb in front of them. Obviously you might still have to take tablets and things, but I found that wasn't as big of a deal to take them. Although, another point, it can also be hard to remember to do treatments when you're at a sleepover, because like you might stay up late or something, and it might get to like quite late at night, and you're like, oh no, I haven't done my neb, and then you just can't be bothered. But it is very important to do. So if you remember during your sleepover and you haven't done it, I think you should still do it, even though it can be really annoying. But yeah, it's kind of weird doing your neb in front of other people who aren't your family, or like school camps and things are also a little bit weird to do your nebs and treatments. But at the end of the day, it's what you've got to do, and you know, if people ask questions, usually they're not trying to be rude or anything, they're just trying to understand more, as annoying as it can be. But yeah, I think there's a lot of things you can do, but it's just one of the things that unfortunately we have to do, and yeah, it sucks.